Saturday Magazine, sponsored by Velocity Rewards,
the award-winning loyalty program for Virgin Australia's frequent flyers.
Hey, you. Yeah, you, in the car. Did you know that over half of the people who listen to Joy are allies of the LGBTIQ plus community, just like you? So you may not be aware, but times are really tough financially at Joy, and we're reaching out for your support. So tell your siblings, your workmates, heck, even wind down your window and tell someone else stuck in the traffic to head over to joy.org.au and help us build Joy Nation by making a donation. Joy, your voice, your radio station.
This is Saturday Magazine.
You are listening to Saturday Magazine with myself, Tass, and Macca.
Yeah, thanks, Tass. We're just getting Martin Foley, the Minister for Housing, Minister for Mental Health.
No, I don't think he has housing anymore.
Oh, no, he's not housing. Sorry, no. Minister for Equality, Minister for Mental Health. There's another one, isn't there?
Creative Arts.
Creative Arts, that's right.
Yeah. And in fact, we have a message here from one of our listeners. Mark says, and I'm quoting here, "Love Martin. Haven't seen him walking the dog on St Kilda Beach for a while. Is he okay?" Well, Mark, we're going to ask him and find out.
Well, we've got Martin on the phone. Good morning, Martin Foley. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you, Macca and Taz. How are you?
Good.
Very well, thank you.
We've got a message from a listener. This is really important, Martin.
Mm-hmm.
He says, I love Martin. There you go. Haven't seen him walking the dog on St Kilda Beach for a while. Is he okay?
That's Mark. That's from Mark.
Yes, I am okay. My one precious hour. It used to be religious at about 7 a.m., but given I've got 1 hour out, I wait till it's a little bit warmer.
Yes.
Fair enough.
You could be waiting for a while then.
Fair enough.
So Mark must be a creature of habit, I'm guessing.
Yes.
There you go. Now, during the week, we noticed that you made a significant announcement with over $1 million targeting the LGBTI community. Yeah. And, of course, you also made another announcement today. We'll come back to that later, though. Tell us about the announcement that's targeted to our communities.
Okay. So we know that LGBTIQ communities have more confidence in services and provision of support from community organisations that are of and from the LGBTIQ community. And we know that this 6 months into this pandemic, that there have been amplification of existing challenges and traumas that the LGBTIQ community have faced. And we've supported a range of groups in the immediate crisis and response to keep doing what they've done so well. And the week, 2 weeks ago, in response to recommendations that Commissioner Ro Allen put to us, that her consultations with community were showing increasing stress and increasing concerns around the community, we hosted a round table with a multitude of organisations, people aged from 17 to 73, right across the state, all sorts of intersections from Foreign Harbour Health, Drummond Street, Joe Ball, who you were referring to earlier, from Switchboard to Silent Seeker, queer communities, regional and rural, young, old, families, the whole spectrum of intersections, Indigenous, trans. And I was sadly not surprised as to the level of trauma and continued angst in the community. And in response to that, particularly when it comes to some material aid support and some further needed assistance, seriously, to keep people fed and to keep people housed in this crisis through the LGBTI community, we ran out a few more supports to the likes of Foreign Harbour Health, to Drummond Street, and to a range of others, housing groups and others, just to make sure that the demand on services, which is extraordinary, can continue to be met. We've still got a way to go, and we've still got to make sure that as we get on top of this second wave of viruses, that and the virus spread, that we make sure that there's a dedicated and sustained LGBTIQ social recovery response. So the announcement during the week was just a further contribution to those range of organisations over the course of the pandemic that really we need to sustain, so as to make sure that the LGBTIQ community gets through this trauma in the best possible way we can.
And we've already heard from Joe Ball this morning about the impact this is having on older LGBTI members of our community. So much appreciated.
And if I may put on my Joy President's hat, Martin, you know, there's been some significant funding given to Joy for a whole range of initiatives that have enhanced and expanded our ability to engage with the community and give the community a greater voice, but also to provide them with more news, you know, some more, you know, focused messaging and entertainment. And I acknowledge that and I thank you for that. It's made a real difference to our ability to stay on air, and the feedback we've had from our listeners has been extraordinary. We've actually seen an uptick in membership and engagement, Martin, and, you know, that's really encouraging in these really challenging times. But I do want to place on record, thank you on behalf of Joy for the support, you know, from yourself, from Ro Allen, dare I say it, from Tim Pallas, the treasurer. He's pretty hard to part from that money, I know. But it's made a real difference, so thank you.
No, thank you. And I think what we've seen is that Joy, as the come-to point for so much of the community, has absolutely stood up and been a wonderful community leader over these last 6 months, even more so than it was. And as we manage through a new COVID normal until such time as we beat this infection, that's still going to have to be a significant role that Joy and all of the community organisations that we intersect with to beat this virus are also going to have to be partners in. So there's still some way to go, but we will necessarily have to be there for the long run.
What wonderful words. Look, we need to move on. And I did notice this morning that you announced a big investment in upgrading of Federation Square. What are you planning to do? Are you planning to pull that building down and replace it with something else?
No. Thank you for that, Taz. I can assure you that's not the case. You will recall, of course, that Federation Square is the first 21st century structure and place in the country to be heritage listed, and you can't pull down buildings.
I actually think that's a pity, because I would love to see that whole square open up to the river and to the lovely gardens on the other side.
The two are not incompatible.
Aha, uh-huh. Okay, tell us about those.
So, look, the ill-fated Apple Store reflected a malaise in how we thought about this critical civic and cultural space. And when that was no longer a prospect, the government started a really important process of engagement with all of the community, the business community, the millions of people who come to Federation Square in a pre-COVID world, and over about a 12-month process, which culminated, as it happened, the week before COVID hit. It reflected that the future for Federation Square was actually where it started, as a key cultural and civic space in which community comes together. In that location, we have Koori Heritage Trust. We have a soon-to-be completely revamped Australian Centre for Moving Image, and we have the National Gallery of Australia, National Gallery of Victoria's Australian campus.
Wonderful institutions.
All wonderful institutions. But what we don't have is a coordinated approach to lever off those and the array of really important civic and cultural events that can come together, not just in the square itself, but with all its cultural and civic partners, the council, the multitude of surrounding organisations who look to that space. So the main thing that we announced resulting from that review is that the Federation Square organisation would henceforth be part of the creative industries portfolio rather than a overtly commercial go-and-find-your-own-way in the big bad world.
It's quite significant.
It is significant. And you know, no disrespect to the former model. It was just a bit low rent and a bit out of sync for what Melbourne's cultural and civic community was calling for. And as a result of COVID, all of those issues have been magnified. We know if we're going to have a cultural, social and economic comeback for the city, then Federation Square as a safe place is going to be critical.
Right.
So one of the things, to come back to your point, Taz, amongst the range of things that were announced with a $20 million investment in now in the square is how can we link it closer to the river? How can we use particularly the First Peoples and Indigenous focus that we want to bring to the square through the Koori Heritage Trust and other First People groups? How can we bring those two together? And we met yesterday with the Koori Heritage Trust and others to talk about a business case to look at a greater use for them of the Yarra building and how that building, through significant work, would actually be the conduit between a closer link between the river and the square itself.
Sounds like a really exciting approach to...
But unfortunately, we're out of time, Martin. We've got
No worries.
Now, really quickly, 8:50 tomorrow night, 60 Minutes, special on Liberal Party branch stacking in Victoria. Have a look.
I'll be a sign on bright and early.
And Martin, look, it would be remiss of me not to say this, but one of our listeners, Greg, who's an advocate for disability rights, would be asking, will the new Fed Square be more disability accessible? So I won't ask for a response to that now, take that on board as a bit of advocacy.
Absolutely, and if you visit engage.vic.gov.au, you will see the report put up today from the review panel, which identifies all sorts of intersections that the square needs to be more friendly in, and disability is, of course, one of those.
Excellent, excellent. Thank you very much for your time again this morning. I know it's wet and miserable out there, so I hope you're staying indoors and keeping warm.
Thank you very much, gentlemen.
Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9, proudly sponsored by Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.